SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
If you have cutting-edge skills within the government's target industry sectors, you may be able to obtain Australian permanent residency within just a few months. Reserved for the best and brightest worldwide, the Global Talent Independent Visa Program is one of Australia's most sought-after permanent residency pathways. Launched in November 2019, the Global Talent Independent Program is designed to attract highly skilled individuals in some chosen sectors to help grow Australian innovation and tech economies. Founder and principal immigration lawyer at Work Visa Lawyers, Chris Johnson, explains.
The visa has actually grown out of something which used to be called the Distinguished Talent Visa, which was designed to get the top people in their field. And the Global Talent has broadened the category to include 10 sectors, and it's a bit wider in terms of who would accept. The 10 field, there's a range, but many of them have a focus on, I suppose, high-tech related industries or new and emerging industries such as the circular economy.
To promote the program and engage with prospective applicants and industries, the Department of Home Affairs has stationed global talent offices in different cities across the globe, such as London, Shanghai, Singapore, and Washington, D.C. The future-focused industries in which the Australian government is seeking to attract candidates with highly specialised skills are resources, agri-food and ag-tech, energy, health industries, defence, advanced manufacturing and space, circular economy, digitech, infrastructure and tourism, financial services and fintech, and education. Senior manager at a Big Four consulting firm, Sabhodeep Brahma, has exceptional professional achievements in his field of expertise.
This Global Talent Visa has two tracks. One is for recent PhD graduates, and the other one is for people who have extraordinary experience in their field. So I have been in management consulting for the last 11 years now. And the last 5 or 6 years have been around digital consulting. So that was my profile based on which I had applied for this visa.
Besides an internationally recognized record of exceptional and outstanding achievements, an applicant must also have a nominator who will vouch for their integrity and achievements. The nominator must be an Australian citizen or permanent resident who is nationally reputed in the same field as the applicant. An Australian organisation can also nominate a visa applicant for the Global Talent Visa. Mr. Brahma says that for people who are applying offshore, finding a nominator can be challenging.
For me, it was a bit easy because I have my network in Australia, but I understand the other side of the story. When people are not based in Australia, it may be really difficult to find a nominator. But people who are from digital and allied fields, they can also go to ACS, which is like the Australia Computer Society, and request for them to be a nominator, which is an option for offshore candidates.
The Global Talent Visa started with 5,000 visa places in November 2019 and now has 15,000 positions in the 2020 to 21 permanent migration program. But immigration lawyer Chris Johnson points out that the Department of Home Affairs has recently made some changes, narrowing down the eligibility criteria.
From the 20th of January 2021, masters by coursework, masters by research and bachelors with honours graduates were not eligible based on their education alone.
This policy change affects those who submitted their expression of interest but didn't receive an invitation to apply for this visa before 20th of January 2021. As part of the grant criteria, the Department of Home Affairs also considers whether a prospective applicant earns a salary that meets the high income threshold, which is set at $153,600 per year for this financial year. Sabhodeep Brahma says he didn't meet the income criterion, but submitted evidence of his potential to earn above the high income threshold.
So in my case, my salary was a little less than the threshold, but pretty close to it. So I think they they evaluate the salary part on a case by case basis, and they do take a subjective approach, keeping in mind not only what the current salary is but what the earning potential can be given someone's experience and credentials.
Chris Johnson says under the policy, global talent officers can give the highest priority to applicants in sectors identified as highly desirable by government.
There is the flexibility within it, potentially for people who haven't got that salary to still be selected, but the focus is on those with that salary. This is because there is a priority processing directive which says that those which have a high salary or those that have a job offer at that amount from an Australian employer can receive priority processing and they could potentially be selected a lot quicker.
The program is open for PhD graduates. Mr. Johnston says fresh graduates who don't earn an annual salary of $153,600 should include in their application everything that can help them demonstrate that they have the potential to earn this amount after the visa grant.
They need to be able to show that they've got that sort of earning potential. So recent PhD graduates might be able to show that there's a demand for their skills and that they may be able to earn that in the future. So that would be through putting forward market surveys and indications of other jobs that could earn that sort of salary. But those that are relying on future projections or don't actually have that those earnings, they won't receive the priority, and the waiting times seem to be getting much longer in terms of the expression of interest.
The Global Talent Independent Program is not a points-tested visa, and applicants do not need to undertake English proficiency testing and formal skill assessment process. Sabhodeep Brahma received his permanent residency in just over 2 months. He says he was surprised at the quick pace of the process under this program.
I would say it was one of the smoothest processes that I have encountered. I had reached out to a couple of global talent officers on LinkedIn. They were pretty responsive of the queries, which was good. This is really about attracting people who have the global experience into Australia. So yeah, from an experience perspective, it couldn't have been better than this. And it's definitely a prestigious pathway.
From the 1st of July 2020 until the 8th of January 2021, the Department of Home Affairs received a total of 7,469 expressions of interest for the Global Talent Initiative Program. During the same period, Iranian nationals received the most invitations with a total of 277, followed by citizens of India, 174, Bangladesh, 166, China, 133, and the United Kingdom, 103. To find out how to apply for a visa under the Global Talent Independent Program, visit the Department of Home Affairs website.
This was an SBS radio podcast. For more settlement guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.